It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as we do each and every Wednesday morning here on The Morning Show, we welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram as he fills us in with the latest from around Lorain County. Dave, how are we doing today?
Good, Rocco. Thank you.
Fantastic to hear. Dave, wanted to start with a story that your colleague Lena Yost had in Tuesday's Chronicle-Telegram. The developer of the Chestnut Commons Connector Project has now filed a lawsuit against the city of Elyria. So this project, we talked about it a lot here while that was going on, again, over at Chestnut Commons. What's happening now with this, Dave?
Yeah, so this is a situation, as people will remember, and I think we've talked about on the show before.
Yeah.
There's a new connector road that has connected, you know, the north side of Chestnut Commons with another street to the north of that, off of Broad Street up in the east side of Elyria, and that's been in the works for a couple of years now. I wrote about it back when Mayor Holly Brenda was in the office at Elyria City Hall, and Dan Reeser is the developer who donated some of that land in order to build that road that was then going to connect those two main thoroughfares in Elyria and basically allow for more development on former farmland. Well, that connector road has never opened. And now Dan Reeser is alleging in court that that there are flooding issues on the surrounding property due to the road's construction. He has also sued on the basis of trespass and nuisance, has accused the city of firing a special project architect who was working on that project and reassigning duties to other people. Also, some tenants, some buyers for the property that was to be developed in that area have now backed out due to what they the alleged flooding issues. So Reeser has in the past threatened to sue, and he followed through with that on Monday. So the city has declined to comment. I believe an attorney for the city also declined to comment as well when approached. And basically, we're looking at what is probably going to end up being a court fight over this particular situation. And now that connector road was supposed to alleviate a lot of the traffic problems that occur, over by Walmart, over by Burger King down there, over by some of those other businesses. The BMV obviously is over there for folks in Elyria. You know, they're one of their nearest BMVs. So there's a lot of property over there that there's just oftentimes, you know, especially around, you know, in the morning, at lunchtime, you know, in the afternoon, on weekends, gets really crowded, gets really difficult with traffic, and this whole project was meant to alleviate that.
Yeah, and as someone who was just at the BMV over there the other day for some license stuff, it can kind of get messy over there, and it seems like things will be getting even messier now with this lawsuit there. So great work by Lena covering that one, and thanks to you, Dave, for kind of filling us in with the details and the need to know there. The other story I wanted to talk about here with you today, Dave, actually comes from you in Tuesday's Chronicle. You were on top of some union negotiations that have become, well, rather tense. What are the details here?
Yeah, so this is an ongoing situation where employees at the Lorain County Community Action Agency, who were represented by a union, the Service Employees International Union, District 1199, or SEIU 1199, are in the midst of contract negotiations with agency management and are alleging that agency management basically has tried to deprive them of some rights in the newest contract negotiations. Now, management denies that and has said that, you know, the union doesn't quite understand how negotiations are going. Well, one thing the union does understand is that they can get the word out by picketing, and they did just that on Monday evening when they stood outside a Head Start location up on Griswold Road at Griswold and Lorain Boulevard there, Griswold and 57. They had a giant 15-foot-tall inflatable fat cat representing Community Action Agency President and CEO Jackie Bainline, as well as management, and in the midst of negotiations, they just say they're not being treated fairly. Now, you know, Bainline has so far declined to comment on that, but this is the second time in the past couple of weeks that the union has taken to the streets, and they previously hired a mobile billboard to drive around downtown Lorain. Wow. With messages of criticism of Bainline and her negotiating tactics. They're saying that they're going to be losing certain rights, such as the right to file grievances for being written up for policy infractions, the right to file grievances over sexual harassment or discrimination complaints and some adjustments to bereavement leave for employees that they say are that employee organizers and employee representatives say are unfair. So now also the Community Action Agency has put out a website, LCCAANegotiations.net, which includes versions of its proposals and union proposals. The union says that's an unfair pushback, that troubled the union. And so 40 members of the union wore purple shirts and were waving signs up there for about 2 hours yesterday.
Wow. Yeah, the cat that you mentioned there, 15 feet tall, right? The inflatable cat that they had, that one certainly caught my attention on the website. But this seems to sort of fit the narrative with workers today, Dave. The pandemic sort of, shifted how workers view themselves. I think the self-value within workers, whether that be in a union or a retail state or wherever. But workers want fair treatment, and I think that's, right here, a prime example of that.
Exactly. And I think that, the union efforts have become, we've seen it actually become a little bit stronger, right? During the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
People receiving, receiving a lot of unemployment insurance, with jobs going away and then trying to get people to return. Now it's really kind of a buyer's market, because if you're not paying a certain amount of money, people don't want to hear your proposal to give them a job.
Yep.
So workers are able to choose who's paying the best, who has the best benefits. I've seen restaurants offering 401k sharing to servers. I mean, that's almost previously unheard of. So this is one of those things where those workers are saying that they're being mistreated. They want fair negotiations. They want fair treatment under a contract. They've been a union since 1998, so they're not real new at this. I mean, they've gone as much as, according to some union officials, they've gone as much as 2 years without finalizing a contract with the Community Action Agency. And so there are some concerns, and there were supporters, of the union who were out there the other day. I spoke, you can read the story. I spoke with Rhoda Lee, who probably most famously, was a member of the Community Action Agency board. She also, back in 1968, marched on Washington and brought the people's message to President Nixon, and to other leaders in Washington. So she's done this before, and she was also on the Community Action Agency board for some years, and she said she just wants to see everybody sit down at the table and talk.
Wow. Well, hopefully that's ends up happening here at some point. So great work covering that one, Dave, with those union negotiations. Dave O'Brien, our guest here on the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are your colleagues over there at the Chronicle-Telegram working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, if you pick up the Chronicle-Telegram this morning, or if you go to chronicle.com, you'll see a couple different stories about some changes over at University Hospitals. There's some interim leadership in place at Elyria Medical Center over there. Groundbreaking for the Avon Branch Library to double the library size. We might have a photo and a story about that as well. Some meeting stories and some municipal government stuff. And just a whole bunch more there at chronicle.com.
All right. Well, you heard the man, ChronicleT.com, the spot to go, or pick up a copy of the Chronicle Telegram today to get caught up with the latest from around Lorain County. Dave, that brings us to my favorite part of the week. What do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
So this one comes direct from downtown Cleveland, again, courtesy of our friends over at Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter. Disturbance downtown Cleveland at Severance Hall. Female with mental illness banging on the door and refusing to leave. And as the Northeast Ohio Scanner is quick to note, the legitimate way to get into a concert hall is, of course, to practice.
And not quite talented enough. So, I mean, hey, there's movies dedicated to using those street items, get a trash can, some other, a park bench maybe, and you got a set of drums. There you go. So, oh, man. There you go. So, Dave, thank you, as always, for the insight and for the entertaining scanner story. Look forward to catching up with you some more next week, man. Take care.
Sounds good, Rocco. Thanks so much.